Glenhaven is the next community on our drive. Glenhaven is a quiet village surrounded by natural beauty. You'll find a couple of restaurants, two B&Bs, and an excellent boat launch into the Mississippi River. As you drive along the Wisconsin Great River Road, there are many times when you will feel like you're at the bottom of a valley, surrounded by mountains. However, what you are seeing is actually a sort of illusion. When viewed from an airplane or a hot air balloon, it is quickly apparent that the river is set in a deep valley, and that the top of the bluffs actually are the edge of large plateaus and prairies that stretch inland for many, many miles. The beauty you see along the Wisconsin Great River Road is protected in large part by the Upper Mississippi National Wildlife and Fish Refuge, which is part of the National Wildlife Refuge system. Jennifer Lilla, park ranger at the Trempealeau National Wildlife Refuge, tells us about the history of the National Wildlife Refuge system.
Well, the National Wildlife Refuge system is over 100 years old, and it's a network of lands that are federally protected, and they're federally protected for all types of wildlife, habitat, and a variety of species.
The Upper Mississippi National Wildlife Refuge stretches for 261 miles from the Chippewa River mouth on the northern part of the Wisconsin Great River Road all the way down to Rock Island, Illinois. It is the longest refuge in the lower 48 states and includes forests, islands, open water, and vast wetlands, nearly 200,000 acres. Throughout its length, hundreds of lakes and streams pour in from both sides of the river, many of them crystal clear trout streams. The refuge along the Wisconsin Great River Road protects important habitat for bald eagles, white pelicans, tundra swans, ducks, geese, and hundreds of other bird species. The Upper Mississippi River National Wildlife Refuge is the most visited of all the refuges in North America. Please pause the audio tour and continue after you've passed through Glenhaven.